Thank the Lord, being in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm grateful and thankful for that song. I, too, have that determination by the grace and help of God. I'm not going to turn back no more. May the Lord help us. As always, I desire your prayers. I have something maybe a little different that I believe the Lord has given us this morning, but it's in the same direction. So I desire your prayers. I want to be pleasing and honoring unto God. I want to do His will in a way that it will be a blessing to each one, that you may get an encouragement unto your heart. The title of this discourse is Warming to the Task. Warming to the Task. All right, and I desire your prayers because this is the first time I think I preached on this. And I want the Lord to bless and to help, and I want you all to get a blessing too. So be praying for us. Warming to the Task is defined as starting to feel more interested, engaged, or enthusiastic about something as you do it. It's also defined as it shifts from initial indifference or reluctance into a more positive, energetic, and capable mindset as you go deeper into the activity. All right, and so what we're talking about is not just serving the Lord, but how we serve the Lord. All right, the Bible teaches us to serve the Lord with gladness. It says, come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. All right, and so we have a responsibility, once we have been saved, to not only serve Him, but to serve Him with gladness. We want to live our lives in a way that a passerby, if they were to pass by you or pass by me, they see the love of God in our hearts. They see the joy of the Lord in our hearts. We're passionate about living for the Lord. We're energetic about living for the Lord. We want to be pleasing and honoring unto Him. After all, we've been talking about him reaching way down into the miry clay, lifting us up and also out, planting our feet upon a rock, establishing our going, putting a new song in our mouth, even praises unto our God. Has not God saved us? Has not God been good to us? Has not God been with us each and every step of the way? Had He not had mercy upon us, where would we be? May the Lord help us. And so the Lord does not want reluctant, indifferent Christians. He want you to be saved. Want you to be fully saved. Want you to be on fire for the Lord. May the Lord help us this morning. So we're going to talk about warming to the task. Now, first things first, you can't warm to the task if you're not saved. You need salvation. May the Lord help us this morning. The call has already been given. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man hear my voice? Open the door. Come to the door. Open the door. I'll come in. I'll make my abode with him. I'll sup with him. May the Lord help us this morning. So God wants us to have salvation. He wants us to give our hearts to him. But that decision will be made by us. But once we have made that determination that we're going to live for the Lord, now it's time to begin to warm to the task. We go through an initial phase where we're very excited. You remember when you first got saved? I can tell you, I remember when I first got saved. I thought, I'm going to save the whole world. I mean, this is good. Salvation is good. If you ain't got salvation, you need salvation. And so I'm going to say the whole world, I'm going to tell everybody about it because it's so good. But I had that period, and then it seemed like I got to a place where that began to go away a little bit, didn't it? Anybody experience something like that? I'm the only one? May the Lord help us. God wants us to be on fire for Him. And so through salvation, remember that we can do all things through Christ. He strengthens us. That's in Philippians 4:13. through salvation, not only do we have the gift of salvation, but we have more than that. We have a responsibility that we have a job to do, and we want to do it, and we want to do it well. We want to be pleasing unto the Lord. May the Lord help us this morning. So we've received salvation. And the Bible says, John 3:16, God loved the world, gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the access to salvation that God wants to give us. If we have a desire to serve for the Lord, if we want to live for him, he's already provided a way for us to do that. But once we have received salvation, he wants us to warm to the task. May the Lord help us. We got to know what the assignment is. I want to encourage you this morning. Somebody go with me to Deuteronomy 6:5. We're going to read on down. We'll at least read Deuteronomy 6:5. Be praying for us this morning. Devil doesn't want us to preach a message like this. He'd be happy if you were happy with just being saved. Just listen, we just saw that song, Let Your Light So Shine. He don't want your light shining. Shine for what? If your light is shining, then somebody else might be able to see that light. They might be able to catch fire too. They might want to come to Jesus. And so he doesn't want your light shining. He just wants you, if he can't keep you from being saved, then he wants you cast down and beat down and barely making it. Somebody asks you, if you say, well, yeah, I'm saved, but, you know, I got all these problems and all these trials and all these tests. I don't know if I'm going to make it. God has something better for you. God's got something better for me. May the Lord help us this morning. So we got to know what the task is if we're going to serve the Lord. Once we're saved, there's a task that he has. And there's many scripture that talks about what it is that we have to do. We'll talk about a few of them this morning. Bear with us. Don't want to keep you too long. But we want to get what God has for us. It says here, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. With what? With all. All thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. I want you to understand something, that early on in our experience with the Lord, it has always been and always will be, God is wanting to get us to a place where we truly love him with all. All right? And so it's very difficult for us to love the Lord and to serve the Lord like we need to if we don't love him with all of our hearts. With all of our souls. In one place it says with all of our mind, with all of our strength. Here it says our might. And so God spends time on this with us. You may notice in your experience with the Lord that you go through trial and you go through test. May the Lord help us. Because many times, because we have said we are the children of God, we have given our heart to the Lord, we feel like that should be good enough. And we think in our minds, because I've said it, I've knelt down at the altar, and I meant it when I said it. So therefore, I mean, what do we need all these trials for? I meant what I said when I said what I said. May the Lord help us. And God has to disabuse us of the notion that we love him with all our hearts. We don't love him with all our hearts, not just yet. By thy blessed word obeying, Lord, we prove our love sincere. For we hear thee gently saying, love will do as well as hear. All right, and so what happens is we're going through these trials and these tests, and it's easy when we ain't got them trials and tests. I love the Lord, and I'm going to tell everybody else about it. But when we get in these trials and tests, what God does is he shows us how far or how willing we really are to live for him, how much we really love him. May the Lord help us. Without those trials and without those tests, we would not know what we really feel about the Lord. And so what it is we have these trials and these tests, and what comes up is I love him a portion, with a portion of my heart. I love him with a portion of my soul. I love him with some of my might, but that's all he's going to get. May the Lord help us. May the Lord stand by and be with us. You see, because when it get hard And when it get difficult, that's where we really began to see how much we really love the Lord. May the Lord help us. This is not a chastening. This is not an admonition. This is information that you are to take in and then go home or meet God at an altar prayer. If you see that, you could love him some more with your heart, with your soul, with your might, with your strength, with everything that you have. If you see that there's some places, because what's happening is when you get into those trials, what happens? What comes to mind many times? This is getting kind of hard. Getting kind of hot. I don't like this. Then who comes around? That old wicked one, don't he? Well, you could do this. I mean, you still would love the Lord. Even if you take this alternate route. Huh? The Lord knows your heart. You see? And so it shows us where we truly are. And then all we need to do is do what the song says. When I get weary in toils of the day, oft in the secret, I kneel and I pray. Then I can hear my Lord sweetly say, come closer, my child, to me. When I get in those places and it begin to get hard, what that's giving us an indicator of is, Lord, I need a little love. I need a little bit more love. I need a little bit more of your grace. I need a little bit more of you, because if I loved you, it wouldn't be so hard. See that woman over there sitting in that row? She didn't want me to say this. See that woman over there sitting in that row, that second row right there? I love that woman. And I found out that the more I love her, the easier it is to do whatever need to be done to make sure things is what they need to be like. And it's the same way with God Almighty. The more I love him, what he asks of me becomes less and less difficult for me to do. Why? Because I love him. I love him with my whole heart. And I'm warming to the task now. I see what he has done for me. I see the difficulties and what he's had to put up with. And he still loved me. And he did not throw me away. So yes, Lord, I love you. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. By your grace and help and mercy, I'll do it. And I'll be happy to do it. You did it for me. You see? And so I began to warm to the task. It's the same way in your relationships with your wife, with your husbands. You began to see, not only have you been putting up with her, huh? She's been putting up with you. She's been putting up with you. You ain't perfect. You're not perfect. Can I help you out today? If you already didn't know. I know it looks good in the mirror, but the mirror don't show what's on the inside. You ain't perfect. Neither am I. And so as we're putting up with others, they're putting up with us. And when we began to see that, it deepens our love for those others. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He near my soul has always stood, his loving kindness. Oh, how good. Loving kindness. As I stick with the Lord and as he sticks with me, I began to see all the foolishness that he overlooked. All the disobedience and the hard-headedness that he overlooked. And he continued to love me. Not only when I wasn't saved, but most importantly, when I was saved. When I dragged my dick, he tell me to do something, and I dragged my feet to do it. And it's good for me. It's the reason why he's telling me to do it. And I'm still moping around and crying about little old baby stuff that don't even matter. I began to see his love for me in a greater way. So he spends time and energy upon helping us perfect our love for him. Not that I'm perfected, but I'm in that direction. Lord, I want to love you more with my heart, more with my soul, more with my mind, with my strength. Whatever you give me, Lord, I want to love you all that I can. You've been so good to me. May the Lord help us this morning. If not, I'm lost and in a burning hell forever and ever. And I know that's uncomfortable, but that's the truth of the matter. So we have to present that this morning. If God had not had mercy upon me, I'd have died and went to, I'd have been in hell right now. May the Lord help us. But he had mercy upon my soul. And so he wants me to love him. Because then and only then can I begin to warm to the task. I began to recognize this ain't so hard after all. This is good. I like this. I want to do more of this. I began to see what's going on, not only with myself, but what's going on in the world around me. Brother Woody was talking about this morning. Brother Woody is a great teacher. And we thank God for him. But he began to expound a little bit about what his father was telling him when he was in Ohio. And he starts talking about how it seems like the world is blind to what's going on. Everybody's spiritually asleep or slumbering, or they're not understanding the seriousness of the situation. God wants his Christians, we should not be in that condition. We should be on fire for him, not only for the souls, our own souls, but the souls of those we love, but the souls of the world around us. People are entering eternity all the time, and they're not prepared to meet the Lord. So that should be a concern of ours. I'm not okay with not doing, with just sitting back on my laurels and resting comfortably because I'm saved and my loved ones are saved. May the Lord help us. Warming to the task. If you saved and all your loved ones is saved, I got news for you. It's a whole world out there that need what you got. What are you willing to do in order to help that problem? May the Lord help us. So we began to see the problem, and we began to, by the help of the Lord, began to pursue, Lord, what can I do to help out? May the Lord help us this morning. Sometime when we get saved, let me back that up. Every time when you get saved, what can hinder you, and we've talked about this before, but we're going to talk about this again and again. Anything that would hinder you from loving God, like what we were talking about, like what the Word is saying, you need to identify it and you need to attack it. The Bible says, love not the world. What else? Neither the things that are in the world. What else? Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. God spends a lot of time on that right there. You don't, listen, this stuff, a lot of this stuff is very deeply ingrained and intertwined in our subconscious and psyche. It's way down in there. Okay? So if somebody asks you, do you love the Lord? You say, of course I love the Lord. Do you love him more than the world? Of course I love him more than the world. But let something happen to your car, though. Somebody crash into your car. May the Lord help us. I worked hard for that car. I, you know, whoop, 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 and all that. And so then something else begins to rise up. May the Lord help us. The things that we have, sometimes they're more important to us than our love for God, which would hinder us from even seeing the task, let alone warming to the task. And so God shows us what's really important to us. May the Lord help us. And so the love for the world or anything that would vie for our true and real affection for God We need to begin to take that to the Lord and attack that thing so we can have the love that God wants us to have deep down in our hearts. Then and only then can we begin to move forward. I'm going to give you some scriptures that are, they talk about what our job is, but these are not the only scriptures that talk about the task that we're having. But it's giving us an idea or putting us in the proper direction. Somebody go with me to Micah 6 and 8. And then there's another scripture in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. But let's get Micah 6 and 8. This is a familiar scripture. But once we get the love that we have for the Lord, that we need to have for the Lord, then he's going to begin to show us what it is that we need to do. What does it say in Micah 6 and 8? He has showed thee, O man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee? What does it say? Do justly, then what? Love mercy, and do what? Walk humbly with thy God. So this is one. We'll go back to this, but I want to go to Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. And then we'll go back to Micah 6 and 8, talk about that a bit. And then go to Ecclesiastes 12 and 13 and 14 and talk along those lines a little bit. Somebody have Ecclesiastes 12, 13, 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Fear God.
Fear God.
Keep his commandments.
This is the whole duty of man. God's going to bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Lord help us. And so we have a task that we have before us. In Micah 6 and 8, it talks about doing justly and loving mercy and walking humbly with our God. We've got salvation. God has worked on our love where it need to be. And so now we're given some instructions. It is difficult to be just and righteous with our fellow man. It is difficult to love mercy with our fellow man. It's difficult to walk humbly with our God when we are in a place where what I want and what I need is more important than the needs of others. When you love the Lord your God like you're supposed to, when I love the Lord God like I'm supposed to, I began to become worried and concerned about other people. It's a natural progression. When I love the Lord my God, I begin to see things. I begin to notice some things. I think that person might have been sad. Let me circle back and talk to them a little bit longer and see what's going on with them. Is it something I can pray for? Is it something I can give a word of encouragement? Is there a need there that I can meet that God has for me to do? Not only is that something, I don't want to do that begrudgingly. I don't want to do that reluctantly, but I want to do it with my whole heart, because if not, I would be in that condition and in need of that, and then nobody would be there for me. You see, that's what makes it right. When you're in these kinds of places and you're willing to warm to the task and you're willing to do those things, what makes it right is if you were in that condition, you'd want somebody to do that for you. You need somebody to do that for you. You see? And so you began to see things that others don't see. Literally, you'll talk to somebody and you'll see, I think they might be a little bit depressed. I think they may have something going on, and God will impress upon your heart. Why? Because you've given the Lord your heart. Yes. And he's changed you to the place where not only are you concerned about yourself and your loved ones, but you're concerned about all mankind. And you're not only willing to do it, but you want to do it. You're happy to do it. And that's what we're talking about, warming to the task. It's difficult. May the Lord help us to see what God wants us to do if we're not in this place as of yet. And I want to encourage you, you ain't there yet. You can get there. You can get there. That's what we're talking about right now. That's what we're talking about. Lord, work on me. Do something with me. Do I have enough love? Lord, am I just concerned about myself or am I concerned about all mankind? Lord, am I willing to do it, but I'm willing just, sometime, and Lord help us. Listen, I've been there. I've been saved, and I'm helping somebody reluctantly. They need it. I know they need it. I know I'm supposed to do it, so I'm going to do it. Now go on. Don't call me again for a while. Getting on my nerves. Huh? May the Lord help us. We can be in these kinds of places. But God doesn't want us to stay there. He wants us to come out of those places. May the Lord help us. Because what happened was you met the need, but you didn't meet the need. You could literally meet the need not having what it is that they need. Because what they really need, remember the brother said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What I'm talking about is somebody might ask you for some money and you ain't got the money, but you got the love and you got the care and concern. You got the time to listen and pray with and encourage. You got the time to give the Church of God Dallas website, Church of God Dallas location. You got the time to get that number and text them later on and check on them. Remember the Samaritan story? But you didn't have the money, though. So you didn't meet the need, did you? You met it. Because the real need was deeper than the money. The real need was it exists in the heart. They need to know that somebody on this earth still love God and still love them. They need to know that God still loves them and still cares about them, even though they've gone astray and they've done all kinds of wrong and they're in this wicked and perverse condition. Sometimes we just want to deal with the clean and sanitized people. If you're clean and smell good and you know how to say sir and ma'am and yes and thank you, then I want to deal with you. What's the Bible saying? He said the message came and everybody made an excuse. So then he said, go to the highway and the hedges. Go get the lame and the sick and the halt. Go to them and compel them to come. Because what happens is those that got it already, they think they're good. And so they deny Christ. But those that don't look right and don't talk right and ain't from your background and your level of understanding and your sphere and your circle and your culture, whatever it is, those are the people that are willing to accept Christ. But we have to get to a place where we're willing to do it and we're happy to do it. We're doing it as unto the Lord. We don't even care about the results. Lord, you deal with the results. I'm going to do what you told me to do. Now, what do you think that does to the light? Ye are the light of the world. City that's set on a hill cannot be hid. What if you were to intentionally, with enthusiasm, warming to the task, seek to be a blessing, Lord, every hour of the passing day? Let me do some deed of love. Ultimately, point some soul to the world above. What if I had that? What if I stopped telling people about how Christian I am and I just start being Christian? I start doing as unto the Lord. Not because I have to, not because it. But somebody else is watching, some other Christian might be watching, so I better do it. but I want to do it. I'm happy to do it. And Lord, whatever happens from there, I'm happy that I've done your will, Lord, because I know you can do something with that. What do you think? You're talking about some light? You're talking about people that you don't even know that's watching, that you don't even know are looking on. They're looking on and they're watching and they're seeing the truth of God's word personified, not in just what you say, but in what you do. May the Lord help us. And so then the hope comes back. The faith, all those things that people need to begin to believe that I and even I can receive the help that I need. And me, even me, God loves me and he'll help me. May the Lord help us. All right. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. I've been told not to say something, so I ain't going to say it. If you know, you know. Amen. What I'm finding is Christianity has been so misrepresented, so watered down, that many people have become comfortable with a bare minimum mindset. Okay. Lord, what do I have to do? What I want to know is, what are all the rules and the regulations? I'm going to write those down, and then I'm going to check them off as I do them day by day. That's not how love works. That's not how it works. You give your flowers every single day to your wife. You give your flowers to your wife every single day and check that box. You can go to work every single day, come home, and she get all the check and all that kind of stuff, and then you can tell her about it, all the things you do. Babe, I do this, and babe, I do that, and you should be happy. Basically, I don't know why you're unhappy, because you don't love me, that's why. You don't really love me. If you love me, you'll stop telling me, and you'll find out what it is that I need and endeavor to do that. Did you know that some women don't even like flowers? Booyah. But we've been told that women love flowers and chocolate. Some women don't like chocolate either. You need to love your wife. What does she like? What does she want you to do? What's going to help her be happy and whole? Now you're starting to love her now. Now you're starting to love her. Lord, who are you? Wife, who are you? I want to know who you really are. What makes you smile? What makes you happy? I want to do those kinds of things, you see. Get off the internet. They can't tell you how to love your wife. You can find it in this book, though. Husband, love your wife. That's what? Christ got the church and gave himself for what? Gave himself for the church. Then he talk about love your wife like you love your own body. Now you tell me, what man don't love his own body? Some kind of way. He going to eat something. He going to do something to prove that he love his own body. So the Bible teaches us how to do that in the same way it teaches us how to love God. You have the desire to do it. When he's talking to you, listen to him. Obey him. The changes that he wants to make within you so that you can better serve him, let him do that. And then once he's done all that, what do you think the next step is? Serve him. I will serve thee. I will serve thee. Because I love thee, you have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. hearted, broken pieces, ruined lives, are why you died on Calvary, and your trust was what I longed for. You have given my life to me. See, he's done it all for us already. We were heartache and broken pieces before he found us. But he's done all that good for us. And now he's just requiring and asking us to give ourselves to him in such a way that not only is our relationship intact with him, but move forward into the service industry. Not because you have to, but because you want to. Because you want to please the Lord. He's done many, many and great things for us. May the Lord help us. I believe that there's more to the story, and we're not going to get to all of it today. So if he gives us more, then we will revisit this. But before I close, I want to read 2 Timothy 3:1-5. I want to read James 1:22 to encourage our hearts. Does anyone have 2 Timothy 3:1 on down through verse number 5?
This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come.
All right.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
All right.
Covetous, boasters,
all right.
Proud, blasphemers,
all
disobedient
right.
to parents, unthankful, unholy.
All right.
Without natural affection.
All right.
Truce breakers,
mm-hmm.
false accusers,
mm-hmm.
incontinent, fierce, mm-hmm. despisers of those that are good.
Oh, Lord.
Traitors. Heady,
high-minded,
mm-hmm. lovers of pleasure,
more than lovers of God,
having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
All right, that fifth verse is talking about what we're talking about. There's what is called, the word is called nominal. What nominal means, in name only. Okay, and so what we can do is, and we're against this. We're speaking out against this. This is not what we want to be doing as children of God. We don't want to serve God in name only. The fifth verse says having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. In other words, I'll tell people I'm saved. I'll go to church. I'll check all the boxes that need to be checked, but I haven't really given my heart to God. And I'm not willing to serve him in the way that I should. All those things you read in verse number 2 on down through 4, that's not only those that are not saved, but do you know that in these days and times, the churches are full of people like that? But they're claiming salvation. They're claiming to be a child of God. They have the form, they have the name of Christianity, but they have not given their heart to the Lord, and they definitely are not going to serve him with gladness. And so what we're encouraging you is, we are in the last days. And what we're encouraging you is, if you're not saved, get saved. If you are saved and you have become lukewarm, you've come to a place where you're not hot nor cold, but you're in a lukewarm phase. You're just kind of going through the motions, and you're doing it because you have to, not because you want to. Maybe you're doing it because you want to, but you're not really doing it with your whole heart. You're not doing it as unto the Lord. I want to encourage you, if you're in that place, there's a better place in God for you starting today. May the Lord help us. We don't have to be in that place, and we don't have to stay in that place. I want you to have a relationship with God that you enjoy. The song number 52 says, I love to serve my Jesus. He's all in all to me. He helps me bear each burden. He is my victory. I want you to have that kind of relationship with him. Not only do I love the Lord, but I love to serve him. He's been good to me. May the Lord help us this afternoon. James 1:22, what does it say?
But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
All right. Did you get the last portion of that verse? What's the last three words of that verse? Deceiving who? Your own self. If I'm not willing to do, if I'm not willing to do with a cheerful heart, the Bible says the Lord loveth what? A cheerful giver. It's not just talking about money. It's talking about whatever giving that you're doing, that you're doing it as unto the Lord with a cheerful heart. Lord, I'm doing it and I'm glad to do it. I can't tell you that I've always been there. I can't tell you that and not stand up here and be truthful. Sometime I was, sometime I wasn't. That's the truth. But the Lord deals and he works with us and he'll get us to a place where we, because what happens is what's in our minds and what God is seeing is two different things. Sometimes we be like, in our minds, they better be glad I did anything at all. They better be. They should be. And so we feel like we've met the requirement and God is pleased with that. And we're mistaken there. And what God wants to do is bring us to a place where we understand that that's not good enough and that we can do better. Let me not say it. Not good enough. I don't want to say that. Get us to a place where we desire more from the Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen. May the Lord help us. I want to encourage you today that God has something for us. I want you to know that if you don't get to this place, you are in danger of being lost. Yeah. In danger of being lost. Because what he does is the enemy will be, he'll wait on you. And he'll keep throwing water on your fire. Keep throwing water on your fire. If you let him keep throwing water on your fire, pretty soon you'll just be smoldering embers. And after that, your fire will be gone. There'll be evidence that there was a fire there at one time. But the benefit of that fire is no longer, you see. And so what we do is we always press towards God, towards the things of God. Lord, I want to warm to the task. I want to enthusiastically, over time, and I was indifferent in the beginning, Lord, but now, Lord, I realize that this is a good thing. And so now I have a positive mindset. I have an energetic mindset. I have a capable mindset because now, Lord, I see what you are trying to do for me and I'm glad about it. This is going to be a part of me making heaven my home. May the Lord help us. If you're not there, I want to encourage you. You can get there by the help of the Lord. You can. God will help you do it. And he won't do it all at once. If you got a lot of deficiencies and you recognize a lot of deficiency, God is wise. He'll work with you bit by bit, step by step along the way. But we have to be willing to make a start for that. If you're in that place where you bog down and you don't have it anymore like you used to, and you recognize it, you know it, God has something better for you. It'll disallow the plans of the enemy for your life. It'll give you strength in battle. It'll give you power to overcome temptation. Sometimes we can't overcome temptation because we really don't feel like it. May the Lord help us. It will brighten our outlook and it will help us to be that light that God is calling on us to be. I'm glad to know the Lord today. I'm glad he has been patient and kind and merciful unto me. He didn't throw me away when I wasn't where I needed to be. But he kept calling after my heart. But as our brother over there sitting down always says, God can call all he wants to, but you got to respond. And so may the Lord help us to respond. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. My goal and aim, to make heaven my home. I see the task that is before me. And Brother Johnson says this, and I'm inspired by what he says. He says he wants to live the balance of his days, the remainder of his days, to the fullest for the Lord.
Amen.
He's warmed to the task. May the Lord help us. May all of us be in that place. May God help us. Appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers. Pray for me.